Here we are, 1:15 on Wednesday, continuing looking at this day in Baptist history. Psalm 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? And then 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 2, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Today we are going to look at a story of a young man, or the life of this man. It says Baptist life behind the Iron Curtain. Born in 1928 to godly parents in Russia, Georgi P. Vins learned early the communist opposition to the gospel. Georgi's father, the Reverend Peter Vins, had studied theology in America and returned to the USSR in 1922, where he ministered in pioneer work in Siberia. The ministry was fruitful but brief, where in 1930 he was arrested and sentenced to 3 years in a concentration camps. In 1936, Peter Vins was arrested for the second time and incarcerated in prison, where he was held without trial for 9 months and then released. However, in 1937, Georgi's father was arrested for a third time while pastoring the Baptist Church in Omsk, Siberia. The church had 1,000 members, but was forcibly closed after Peter Vins' arrest, or Pastor Vins. Young Georgi's life was indelibly stamped by such experiences. And years later, he wrote of going to the prison with his mother to encourage his father. They were not allowed to visit, per se, but they discovered that his father's fourth floor window had not been screened, and they sat on a bench on the adjacent street for hours. And periodically, Peter Vins waved his hand to his wife and son. And why was the Baptist preacher jailed? For preaching the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The day came when the elder Vins was moved from the prison, never to be seen again by his wife and son. He died in a concentration camp in Siberia in 1943. Young Georgi matured and completed his education with 2 degrees in Kiev. But the godly influence of his home had deeply planted within him the need for remaining true to the Lord and preaching the gospel. His mother, Mrs. Lydia Vins, who had led the council of prisoners' relatives, was arrested on February 8, 1970. She was sentenced to 3 years of imprisonment for her activities. Meanwhile, Georgi Vins had become a leading voice among the Baptists. When the Russian government passed a law which forced all churches to register with the government, Brother Vins was one of the leaders of the Baptists who refused to comply and allow governmental control of local churches. His resistance led to his arrest and trial in November 1966, and a sentence for 3 years in concentration camps. After his release in May 1969, he was sentenced again for a year of forced labor in Kiev. Being released, he was unable to pursue his ministry openly, and thus, Vins hid for nearly 4 years during that time. He traveled in Soviet Union without authorization, preaching and encouraging saints as the opportunities arose. However, in March of 1974, Vins was rearrested, and at his trial on January 27, 1975, he was sentenced to 5 years in concentration camps, followed by 5 years of exile in Siberia and the confiscation of all his property. This family here leaves us a very good example, as we read in Psalm 11 and verse 3, as it said, "If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do?" If we apply that to the family, the foundations need to be laid by the parents. We must, as parents, we must provide a solid foundation for our children to stand on, for our children to grow on. Georgie Vince's parents both sacrificed their lives. I mean, they weren't killed at that point, but they sacrificed their freedom for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. They, Peter Vince was arrested multiple times, but each time he was released, he continued to preach the gospel. He continued to stay true to the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, as we also read, his mother led a group of people, relatives, for those that were unjustly imprisoned simply for preaching the gospel. And she, too, was arrested and sent to a concentration camp. So this young man, Georgie Vins, had a strong foundation. He had a good example in both of his parents of the importance of the gospel and the importance of standing true, even if those in authority are fighting against the gospel, even if they're threatening imprisonment or in some cases death. They stand true. They stood true for him, and having that example, then he continued that legacy. Reading in that story, the father's imprisoned multiple times, and then he dies, and then the mother is imprisoned for 3 years, and then the son grows up. He continues in the ministry. He didn't let the imprisonments, the injustice done towards his parents, turn him away from the gospel. Rather, it pushed him further into it, which would the responsibility fell in that towards his parents, and it falls to us as believers for the next generation, that we would minister in such a way that even through trials, that we minister in such a way that it allows our children to have that same desire, that it would cause them to see this is real and this is important. It's not that my parents were so strong-headed that even though they were being persecuted, even though they were being locked up, they still continued on. No, it's not about being strong-headed. It's about being true to God. It's about being true to the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's about preaching it. It's about proclaiming it. It's about giving it to the lost and dying world. And it's about showing how important it really is. And that's something we see in the lives of these three people mentioned in that story, that it really was important. It wasn't just stubbornness. It wasn't just strong-headed. It wasn't just fighting the power that be. No, it was standing true because they knew there was nothing more important than the gospel of Jesus Christ. And they showed themselves to be faithful as faithful stewards of the Lord Jesus Christ, as we read in 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 2. "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." So will you be found faithful serving the Lord, even if persecution comes? I hope that's a blessing and a challenge to you. Looking forward to church tonight, 7 o'clock. If you're able to come, we look forward to having you be here with us. And we'll be back on here again tomorrow at 1:15, continuing our daily devotions. God bless. Bye.